Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio encourages citizens to contribute to a cleaner India. Minister Jacob Jimomi says Swachh Bharat mission has made substantial progress in improving sanitation across all states. 3-day academic and cultural exchange program between Fazal Ali College Mokokchung and Shirup Tse College, Royal University of Bhutan begins. And nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio, echoing Mahatma Gandhi's vision of cleanliness, has encouraged citizens to actively contribute to a cleaner India, in line with goals of Swachh Bharat mission. Mr. Rio emphasized that the state has adopted targeted, flexible and community-driven strategies to promote equitable health care and enhance hygiene awareness. He made this remark today while delivering a message at National News Channel on the importance of hygiene and community participation during the launch of Banega Swasth India Season 12. He noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during the launch of Swachh Bharat mission, urged every citizen to work towards realizing Mahatma Gandhi's dream of a clean and hygienic India.
Mahatma Gandhi once said, cleanliness is next to godliness. Echoing this vision, the Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji, while launching the Swachh Bharat mission, urged every citizen to contribute towards fulfilling Gandhi's dream of a clean and hygienic India.
On the hygiene front, the Chief Minister said the state is implementing village-specific IEC plans, cost-effective waste management solutions, and targeted campaigns through schools, Anganwadi centers, and youth groups to ensure hygiene awareness reaches every household. He also mentioned that Nagaland participated in Ek Din, Ek Ghanta, Ek Saath campaign, where communities came together to take collective action for cleanliness.
Initiatives such as the Chief Minister's Health Insurance and Life Insurance Scheme, Mobile Medical Unit, CM's Mobile Operation Theatre, and Health on Bike are bringing health services, minor surgeries, and HIV-related services directly to the underprivileged communities.
Additionally, the Chief Minister said ASHAs and village volunteers are conducting targeted malaria screenings in international border villages. He further emphasized the crucial role of village councils and local community organizations in sustaining health and sanitation efforts.
They organize social work and cleanliness drives, manage water resources, and lead initiatives to raise awareness of health and sanitation at the grassroots level.
Minister for PHED and Cooperation Jacob Jimomi said that Swachh Bharat mission has made substantial progress in improving sanitation across all states. Speaking at the celebration of Swachh Bharat Diwas come culmination of Swachhata Hi Seva campaign 2025 today, Jacob lauded everyone involved in taking the Swachh Bharat movement to the grassroots level, helping people understand the importance of keeping environment clean and healthy by adhering to sanitation guidelines. Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen Mission Director Guatilo Tep said, success of this campaign is not just about achieving our goals, but reaffirmation of our commitment to cleanliness, health and dignity for every citizen. A 3-day academic and cultural exchange program commenced between Fazal Ali College Mokokchung and Shirup Tse College, Royal University of Bhutan, commenced at Shirup Tse College, Bhutan. 5 faculty from Fazal Ali College, led by Associate Professor, Head of Department Sociology, Dr. Adangla Chankija, along with 18 students are participating in the program. The student-faculty exchange program under the theme Strengthening Bond Beyond Borders holds significant importance in fostering cross-cultural learning, academic collaboration, and mutual understanding between the two institutions. Through such partnerships, the two colleges continue to inspire students and faculty to think beyond borders and strengthen Bhutan-India ties. Nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu Samadhi, Rajghat in National Capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, and Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat This morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Father of the Nation, Mahatma Gandhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Gandhi Jayanti is about paying homage to extraordinary life of beloved Bapu, whose ideals transformed the course of human history. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo paid tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti, honoring the father of the nation and his enduring values of truth, non-violence and simplicity. In his message, Chief Minister Rio said, Gandhi's principles continue to inspire people across generations to strive for peace, justice and harmony in society. Expressing hope for a better and more compassionate society, the Chief Minister urged individuals to embody Gandhiji's teachings and contribute towards building a just and peaceful nation. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Finance Minister for releasing 1,603 crore rupees as an advance installment of tax devolution to state governments. In a post on social media platform X, Mr. Rio stated that this timely support will significantly aid development, welfare and capital expenditure in Nagaland and across the nation. Under this additional tax devolution, the government has allocated 578 crore rupees to Nagaland. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how Modi government has showcased India's unwavering commitment to national security, military strength and excellence in indigenous technology through Operation Sindoor.
Today's India is seen not just as a peace-loving nation, but also as a strong, decisive and technologically self-reliant global power. These words from Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Lok Sabha further underlines India's changing image on the global stage.
22 minute mein 22 April ka badla nirdharit lakshya ke saath hamari sena ne le liya. पहले जहां कभी नहीं गए थे वहां हम पहुंचे पाकिस्तान के कोने कोने में आतंकी अड्डों को धुआं धुआं कर दिया.
Following the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, on 22nd of April, India launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening nights of 6th and 7th of May. Within a short time, 9 terrorist hideouts across Pakistan and PAK-occupied Kashmir were neutralized. The message was clear. India acts swiftly and precisely when required. Operation Sindoor showcased the strength and technological prowess of the Indian Armed Forces. The destruction of Pakistan's air defense systems and key strategic installations stood as a testament to India's growing military strength. Operation Sindoor not only demonstrated India's military and technological strength, but it showcased a new form of justice. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Operation Sindoor is not over. It is being paused for now. And if there is any PAK-sponsored terrorist attack again, India will respond by launching a larger attack.
And under the next generation GST reforms, government has reduced GST to ease financial burden on farmers, promote rural development and make essential farm equipment more affordable. GST on farm equipment like sprinklers, drip irrigation systems, harvesting machinery and small diesel engines have been reduced to 5% from earlier 12% tax slab. This will encourage water-saving irrigation, boost productivity and support sustainable agriculture. Similarly, tax on biopesticides and several micronutrients is also slashed down to 5%. Meanwhile, GST on fertilizers such as ammonia, sulfuric acid and nitric acid are also reduced from 18% to 5%. This will make fertilizers affordable, encouraging farmers to use biopesticides, improving soil health and crop quality. Cheaper fertilizers and farm machines will boost productivity, making Indian agriculture stronger and self-reliant. To end the news, the headlines again. Chief Minister Nipu Rio encourages citizens to contribute to a cleaner India. Minister Jacob Jimomi says Swachh Bharat Mission has made substantial progress in improving sanitation across all states. 3-day academic and cultural exchange program between Fazal Ali College Mokokchung and Shirupti College, Royal University of Bhutan begins. And nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.